The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk live and discuss whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
855-450-3733. Over at panampost.com, they have a sort of a point counterpoint here between James Ostrowski, who says don't vote for Rand or anyone else, and Nick Hankoff, who says Paul supports liberty. So who is right on this issue of Rand Paul? Is he a libertarian? Is he worth supporting, etc.? That is one of the things that came up just a moment ago on the program. You're welcome to comment there. Plus, more on the deregulation of Uber, Lyft, and all taxi cab companies in our hometown, Mark, of Sarasota, Florida. It's kind of a surprising headline to come out of there. I've never seen a headline about deregulating Uber and taxi cab companies together, which is
pretty
exciting.
When you say hometown, what do you mean? I'm not even sure what this term means.
I'm generally born.
Well, you're born?
Yeah.
I was born in Sarasota, but I didn't grow up there. I grew up in Bradentucky, just north.
Okay. Well, whatever.
You can cue the banjos. That kind of place.
I mean, I don't know the exact definition of it. My home now is Keene, New Hampshire, and has been for almost an entire decade.
Right. I mean, isn't the hometown of Free Talk Live Keene, New Hampshire?
It is now. But we didn't start in Keene. We started in Sarasota. Yeah,
I don't know what hometown means.
Well, look it up.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight. Okay, well, look it up again. Do you have it right in front of you?
No, I didn't.
Right,
I don't have it.
Let's not speculate. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Keith in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC. Hello, Keith.
Yes. How are you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
I am?
Yep.
All right.
Go for it.
Okay. So basically, I want to call in about the last caller, you know, from Illinois. He had said something about, you know, he's going to vote for the lesser of the two evils. Like, I'm tired of the nation always thinking that there's only two evils. There is more than just, you know, two parties. We, as a nation, we need to look at everything that we do have.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it is important to see who all of the candidates are. If they can possibly win the election, then they should be considered for voting. If they're on the ballot in enough states to, in theory, win the election, then they should be under consideration. People should at least give them a moment and look at them and really consider what their viewpoint is and whether or not they could feel good about voting for them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, you have Rand Paul, who is always down at the bottom of the Republican votes right now, just because his name isn't out there, because he did come from the Libertarian Party. Yes.
No, he did not.
He has, he has more Libertarian views as than
he does
Republicans
sound do. More Libertarian than the other Republicans. That much is true.
Yes, exactly.
Even though he has apparently described libertarianism as an albatross around his neck, and specifically says that he is not a libertarian.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, every politician is going to cover their own butt in the end. I'm sorry.
Well, not yeah, Ron Paul.
Well, okay, hold on. So I remember a poll, and I think things have probably changed since then, but it was, I recall there was a poll done, and I don't know what the research center is. This is just coming off the top of my head, is do you consider yourself fiscally conservative and socially liberal? And then you had whatever the results were. And it was something like 26% fewer people agreed with that when it said, are you fiscally conservative and socially liberal like a libertarian? So they included the word libertarian, uh-huh. And the results of the poll changed by like 20%. So I can see if those numbers are still similar, and I don't know the answer.
Hmm.
If they still are similar to that, I can see why he might not want to call himself a libertarian.
I don't know if Rand Paul would say he was socially liberal. Hey, thank you, Keith, for your call tonight. Certainly some of the things
if you want to win the Republican primary, I don't see why you would say that either.
Right. So, therefore, he's not being honest.
First, you got to win the Republican primary. The fact is, this year, the presidential race is in the Republican primary. The Democrats don't have, they are not fielding a
Still early yet. You know, we're not even into 2016.
Who do you think is going to come into the Democrats?
I have no idea. I don't predict these things.
Right. You don't pay any attention. What you've got on the...
No, even if I paid attention, I wouldn't make predictions. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm not making a prediction either.
Who knew John McAfee was going to throw into the race and start his own political party?
Is he on the Democratic side?
No.
No. Okay. So
you couldn't have predicted that, though.
On the Democratic side, you have people that are just not going to make it. You have a creepy toucher. You have a woman who has so many scandals that it's crazy. And then you have
other Democrats. You
may
have
going to be 6 years older than Reagan.
You might have a few more candidates.
No, you're not going to have any more candidates on the Democratic side.
It's not too late to file. Let's go to Mike listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're on the air.
I had a question. You there?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. All right, just a question about everybody paying their own fair share. I might be a little bit illiterate of this. These are things I've heard all my life. The people that own the grocery stores, the gas stations, the motels and hotels and everything, I've always been told that they have a tax-free status for a certain number of years, and then supposedly they're supposed to come out of it and then enter into a tax-paying status, but...
It depends on where you live. Sometimes local municipalities will grant property tax exemptions for a number of years. So it's happened with, like, Walmart, for instance, where Walmart will come in and they'll want to create a new store in a certain town, and they'll tell the town, well, look, we'll come in, but you have to grant us these benefits, and then later they'll start paying taxes. So, yeah, that does happen. It's not everybody, though.
No, I'm speaking of like the Indians and the Pakistanis and all that own grocery stores and gas stations and restaurants and hotels.
That sounds like a rumor to me. I've never heard
that. I don't see any particular reason why that would be the case, as if it's the classification of business or certainly not the ethnicity of the person.
No, it's more likely that big mega corporations are going to be able to wield tax-free status because they've got the political capital.
But they do have enterprise zones. Some places in some towns, they'll say, look, you don't have any taxes for a certain amount of time if you move a business in here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to do that. I'm sorry, I was going to say they wouldn't be able to get away with that, giving one group of people a special benefit. I mean, that would be a clear discrimination lawsuit if they did that.
Speaking specifically of one nationality, but that just seems to be the majority of foreigners that come in that start the businesses or buy the businesses after they're built. And,
what you're seeing is a factor with immigrants. They tend to be more entrepreneurial than Americans do.
It's harder for them to get jobs sometimes, too.
Yeah, they're more likely to start a business on their own. They're more likely to invest. They're more likely to hire people. That's just maybe it's just the way they were raised or the fact that they hated the place where they were being oppressed and they wanted to come to a place where they could have opportunity, and Americans are just more likely to be lazy and shiftless.
A lot of times you'll also find that the particular types of businesses are employee intensive. So what you'll have is a family over in Pakistan will give money to one person to come over here, start a business, and then that person can sponsor people from that family to come over and work in that business. So that can be helpful for them in that way, too.
Okay. Have I got time for one more quick question?
One more. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I heard a headline on another conservative talk show yesterday coming home from work, and it was that Office Depot, Office Max, I can't remember which one it is refusing to print flyers for the organizations that are protesting the what are the clinics that are going on now that's having the big problem with abortions and all that. The
Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood. This particular company, either Office Depot or Office Max, is refusing to print flyers for antis or protesters of Planned Parenthood. Is that legal for them to do?
It should be. It's their business, so they should be able to make that choice. Whether it's legal or not, I don't know. We've seen some really questionable legal decisions recently about people refusing to make cakes for folks and then being forced to do it. And
okay,
so I don't know
that's what I was referring to. That would be kind of a double standard if it was a private business owner refusing to make a cake, but then again, a big corporation refusing to print flyers for a certain.
I think they should be allowed to refuse to print those flyers, but I also, you know, I don't know what the legal status is in whichever state where that might be happening. And I would also caution getting, you know, reliable information from talk radio. Always check the source. I don't know if it's actually true that, you know, what you're saying, that OfficeMax would refuse those.
Okay, well I wasn't questioning the legal terminology.
Yeah, no, I get where your question was coming from.
Whether or not it was specifically true or not.
Thank you, Mike, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. But I would also question the source on that one, too. You know, OfficeMax does want to make everybody happy, and it seems unlikely they would turn it down. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here toll free. It's the live Saturday edition, 855-450-3733. We talked briefly about Bitcoin earlier and how you could save 20% when you pay with Bitcoin on your purchases at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. But maybe you don't have the amazing decentralized currency that has been created by an anonymous Satoshi Nakamoto. No one knows who this guy is. He released it to the world 6 years ago. It's become arguably the world's most valuable currency. And it's an incredible thing. If you don't know enough about Bitcoin, go check out Bitcoin.com to learn more about it. But when you're ready to get some Bitcoin, you can do it without paying any transfer fee by using our coupon code over at expresscoin.com. The code is FTL, like Free Talk Live. So don't forget that code. It'll save you on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. And they don't just have Bitcoin. They also have Litecoin and Dogecoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they are a licensed money services business. You can get your Bitcoin or those other ones with a money order or check. Just start at expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. It is expresscoin.com. They've got an app for your smartphone. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. No transfer fee with coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com. Mark, you dug around on this Office Depot claim. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it turns out that Office Depot did apologize for offering and offers to print the anti-abortion flyer. Previously, I guess it was in Schaumburg, Illinois, that they were turned down, and the reason was not only were they calling the flyer calling for prayer, but office they claimed that it had essentially was calling for persecution of people who support abortion rights, and so they've changed their position. And you know,
well, it sounds to me like somebody at the store level turned this person down, and it escalated to management, and then management. You said it was the CEO or somebody high up made a statement about this. So
yeah.
It sounds like it was, you know, one of those things where the employees did something that the higher-ups decided they shouldn't have done.
Yeah, I mean, it does have that sound. I haven't dug any further to find out exactly what transpired. And likely, you know, nobody wants you to know exactly what transpired because that doesn't help their side of a thing.
Like, there was also another, I think it was Arby's or something like that recently, where some manager there refused to serve a cop. And, of course, you know, I totally support companies refusing to serve people for whatever reason that they want to. And refusing to serve a cop, who knows what that cop did to people. I would stand behind that person, but Arby's corporate came out and said, you know, you got to serve the cops.
Wasn't that specifically about the police officer carrying a gun into the store?
Don't know.
And there's an
anti-gun
policy there. So, I mean, well, all that is applying, I believe, a rule across the board. Didn't matter what the uniform was.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got James. He's in Florida listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment about Rand Paul. I love Ron Paul, you know, and I really glad about what Ron Paul did. But Rand Paul, he came out and he was just trying to be too nicey with the establishment, like endorsing Mitch McConnell and stuff like that. And I know
and Mitt Romney.
Yes, of course. And I know a lot of people that support Ron Paul, they don't like Rand Paul. So that's his problem. And his other problem is he's losing support to Bernie Sanders, which is sad because he's a socialist and voted for gun control every chance he got. So, you know, it doesn't really matter to me because I think that Jeb Bush or whoever the Democrats end up running with is going to be in the White House and is going to be controlled by special interests no matter what. It's important to have Rand Paul in the Senate because his seat is up and a Democrat could get that seat, and it's really important to have Rand Paul.
Well, Rand Paul is not running for Senate.
He's doing a double run,
right? Where if he doesn't get the nomination for president, then he'll still be in the Senate race.
I don't think he has a chance to win the White House at 1% right now. I mean, it could change, but it doesn't matter because Jeb Bush has the money, and at the end of the day, that's who's going to win, and that's why.
Well, Trump's got more money than Jeb.
That's why Trump keeps attacking Bush because he knows Jeb is at 5% right now. Why is Trump still attacking Bush? It's because he knows
Trump attacks everybody. he called Carly Fiorina ugly. I think that we have seen the death. I think we've seen the death knell for Donald Trump.
You think
at this point, he's just hurling insults at people. I mean,
isn't he the top candidate?
American women are not going to vote for Donald Trump after he calls this lady who has been extraordinarily successful ugly, and she's not ugly either, by the way. And I'm not going to qualify it by saying for her age or anything like that. You know, she's not an ugly woman. He just calls her ugly. I mean, it's petty. This is not what you want from your chief executive.
Well, Trump's not going to make it. Bush is going to force his way in there somehow, some way. And, you know, that's why we need Rand Paul in the Senate. That's why we need people to oppose the White House, because it's going to be controlled, in my opinion, no matter what, because of the special interest.
James, thanks for your call and your thoughts. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Scott. He's in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
I am. Talk to you again. You guys stole my thunder, but that's actually a hat off to you for researching it. That was, I was going to explain about that Office Depot, I believe it was. You actually checked that out. I was going to say, I saw that link up on the Drudge Report. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to read it, but you already filled in most of the details.
What do you think?
I think that it depends. You know, I think that the law that I'm with you, I think people should be allowed to refuse people service, not based on race or anything like that, but on, you know, ideology, things like that, that they can change. Okay, if they're going to force people, as you said, to, you know, make, you know, put a two grooms on top of the cake instead of two, a bride and a groom, and if they're going to do that, then they should certainly force those to do that. I don't think either should be allowed, but if they're going to force it one way, they have to force it the other.
I mean, they shouldn't be forcing any business owner to do anything that is against their will. It's their business. Yep. They should be able to discriminate against somebody based on their gender, their race, or their hair color, the way they smell, whatever it is that they want to discriminate against. And I should also be free to choose not to do business with bigots and racists and people who... So I want to know. Yep. I want to know when somebody tells somebody, get out of here because I don't like the way you look or whatever.
Right, that's one really important thing to point out with this gay marriage thing, with forcing cake makers to make cakes for people they don't want to. All you've done is force the races or the bigotry underground. You're now making...
Yeah.
Really? I mean, what's the point of that? I don't want to make a cake for you. Hold on. When I don't want to make a cake for you, all I say is, I'm booked up. Sorry.
Okay.
Scott, anything else you want to share? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Tony is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hi. How you doing? I got three concepts. I'll try to put these in the proper structure. First of all, you have to be 35 years old to be a president. You have to be 25 years old to be a senator. By that time...
Rep.
By that time... No ideals are after 35 years old. The old blood group is an anti-youth government group. All judges are lawyers. Half of Congress and the Senate are lawyers. Everybody running for the president has been either a lawyer or has a legal degree. So what we have is no will of the people. As long as you have an electoral college, you really don't have a body of people that have any say. So it's a rigged system.
Tony, stand by. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free line. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
JDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition continuing here, and you can join us on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Bitcoinist.net, the prime online destination for information about Bitcoin and the digital currency industry. You want to learn about Bitcoin? They've got some good stuff over there. They've got a solid beginner's guide. Plus, if you're really into Bitcoin, you can get all kinds of great news like Bitcoin and digital industry news and fintech and blockchain tech news as well. And they've got sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics. You can go there. Their Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. So whatever your level of expertise, go to Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoin, I-S-T, Bitcoinist.net. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, Tony is listening in New Jersey. Tony, you were saying, and I think rightfully so, you were observing that so many politicians are lawyers and that there's corruption all over the place. These attorneys are basically just passing new laws so they can send themselves business. I mean, it's this lawyer industrial complex, as Mark has described it on the air a number of times, and you're frustrated with it. You call it a rigged system.
Yes, because if you look at every president, right from Kennedy, they're all
law degree people. Hillary's got a law degree. Trump's got a law degree. Everybody's connected to the legal machinery. There's a Latin phrase. It says, I'll pronounce it, hopefully. Stat pro ratione, the will of the people. The Statue of Liberty has a symbol in her hand. It's a torch. Most people after 35 would like to take that flame out and put a credit card in it. The American dream has become a capitalistic idea for the American. That's not what the American dream was. The idea
was
only the young people understood it. It's the flame of freedom, not from money, but to be free, because the whole world has been enslaved since the Romans. I'm talking about white slavery, too. Aristotle, Plato, they all believed in slavery. So it's 2015, and we've got the ruling class is the legal machinery. They do whatever they want. They find all the loopholes. And why aren't there young people running for president? They got that part covered, too. You got to be 35 years old. By that time, you join the old blood group, because that's how you get ahead. They let you get in at 25 to be a senator. By that time, you pay your dues and you realize it's a lost game.
Yeah, I am not real excited about the idea of heading down to, I don't know, Cabo San Lucas on spring break and grabbing the nearest drunk college student and throwing him in the Oval Office. I don't think that that's particularly a solution to the problem. I do agree with you that we have a lawyer industrial complex and that the government has become sort of a for-profit organization that exploits its monopoly over people at the expense of people's liberty. I don't think the youth of the person in the office is going to make a difference, though.
Tony, thanks for your call, man. Appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. We've also got Skype, and I don't think we've had any Skype calls tonight. You can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm.
What other show lets you do that?
There's got to be some other show. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So 855-453. Let's see here. We were talking about the taxi cab deregulation, the taxi cab drivers and the boss people over in Sarasota County, Florida, are angry. They are upset that their business is being deregulated. Now, to me, that would make me elated if I found out that the FCC were shutting down, because the proposal here that has been now voted on by the Sarasota County Commissioners, they decided to chuck, this is according to the Herald Tribune, to chuck any regulations whatsoever on all taxi operators. They're wiping it out.
Well, I don't know what specifically how many taxi companies there are in Sarasota,
Florida. There are at least a handful.
But usually what you're going to hear from is the big guys, right?
Yep.
And the big guys in Indian industry, well, they're the ones that wrote the regulations in the first place.
That's true.
They use the regulations to keep out people that they consider unqualified. And by unqualified, they mean new competition. And so, yeah, of course they're unhappy. And anybody who jumped through the hoops isn't going to be like, oh, yeah, you know what we need? We need more people with cars competing with me to drive down prices and drive up customer service. That's not what any industry wants.
That's a shame. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
No industry wants to see deregulation unless they got to write the regulations in the first place. So if you're talking about complete elimination of regulations, they're not going to want that because...
But, Mark, an unregulated industry... I disagree with your statement. An unregulated industry generally would not want regulations because they understand it would increase costs on their doing business. Now, maybe some of them would see that that would somehow benefit them because it would keep new upstarts and innovators out in the future. But, I mean, you see it with the internet business, for instance. A lot of people in the internet world, they push back against the idea of regulating the internet. To them, the freedom to be able to do business the way they want to is far more important than the idea of the potential of restricting competition in the future. Good for them.
A lot of businesses, Amazon, for instance, stood against online sales tax for a very long
time. That's true.
Because it benefited them against bricks and mortar stores. But at some point they decided, you know what? let's just go ahead and advocate for whatever system they thought was fair. And then they began going for the regulation. At some point or another, they realized if they can write the regulation themselves, then they'll be in better shape. This is how the cigarette companies did it basically in the early 70s when they did away with broadcast advertising for cigarettes. They all just sort of agreed, you know what, it'd be a lot cheaper for us if we didn't have to advertise on the TV and the radio.
So the big scare factor that the cabbies are dragging out here is there could be felons driving people around. And of course, as you pointed out, Mark, you were a felon, you are a felon, and you drove a cab in this exact town, Sarasota, Florida, for the same company that is complaining about that there would be felons driving.
No, not the same company.
I thought you said Yellow Cab.
I did drive for Yellow Cab.
This is Yellow Cab.
Are you sure? Because I thought it was the Sunset Cab guy that was talking about convicted felons.
Okay, you know what? You might be right, but they're also interviewing the Yellow Cab guy, and he's against the deregulation as well.
I'm sure he is, but he doesn't mention that.
Charlie Kennedy, Manatee.
Probably knows the business better.
School board member who became a part-time Uber driver in January disputes the worries about background checks. He said Uber required extensive paperwork from him and then made him wait for a background check. He said, quote, the app would not work for me until I got a note from Uber following the background check saying you can use the app now. He said, and he added that the Uber customer also sees a photo of their driver and their car before they arrive, providing insurance or assurance, rather, that the person who is supposed to be picking them up is indeed the right person. Kennedy said working as an Uber driver has been good to him. He said, you're not going to make a living, but it's great part time. Said the best week.
Some people would make it a living.
He said, the best week I had, I made $630. I was probably available for 70 or 80 hours. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Susie in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC. Hey, Susie.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, you're on the air.
Well, thank you. I'm calling about the caller that said that people were coming in our country and working tax-free and having businesses not paying taxes. I know that to be a fact. A guy that I worked with, he was from India, and he didn't pay taxes for 10 years.
And well, I don't pay taxes either. I was born in Florida.
Well, we
shouldn't we be celebrating the people who don't pay taxes?
Do we celebrate? I think it should be fair. And
I
then
agree
a
with you on
friend
that.
Of mine, and then a friend of mine worked for a man from India at a marathon station. She was a bookkeeper, and she was putting all the taxes together, all the taxes.
You sound like vicious rumors to me.
Pay. No.
Yeah,
she's
they
not
do.
Not a liar.
Susie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. If somebody's not paying taxes, they are a hero. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you are on the phones right now at 855-450-FREE. If you don't get in tonight, no worries. We do the show 7 nights a week live. So you can always join us for another episode in 21 hours or so. So you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com, maybe on your local radio station. And if your local station doesn't carry Free Talk Live all 7 nights a week, but maybe you get one or two, you can call, talk to the program director, tell him or her thank you for airing Free Talk Live, and ask for some more, because we got 21 hours a week that we do. And, of course, you can always grab it online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com as we go. By the way, it's Ian with you here.
And Mark.
And Mark, you've got a quick insert here on taxing immigrants?
Yeah, they're from Houston, the Houston Chronicle. Apparently, this was that rumor was going around that certain immigrants don't have to pay taxes sometime. And so several sites have looked it up and proven it as false, including Snopes and the Houston Chronicle here.
Yeah, this sounds like an email forward.
Right. Resident aliens are subject to the same tax laws as U.S. citizens. They pay income, Social Security, Medicare, and all other taxes citizens pay. And if they start a business, those businesses are taxed like any other business.
Yeah, the government's not going to leave somebody alone
right.
with
you know,
taxes.
Let's take a persecuted underclass and make sure that they pay fewer taxes. No, governments go after the weakest.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But that said, if somebody is successfully able to avoid paying taxes, I still think they're a hero. Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. David listening in Lynchburg, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, go ahead.
I'm with you. I celebrate people who don't pay taxes, but as far as I know, I owe the IRS zero money. I'm an entrepreneur, and I love the idea of Uber because not only is it a capitalist solution, but the model is great, but the people who take the risk of taking their own vehicle and picking up strangers, you know, that's what we do as entrepreneurs. We invest in this case, your car, your driver's license, your good mm-hmm. record, and you go out and you try to get a return on that investment. And these are easy, relatively easy rules to follow if you're willing to take the risk. The problem with all of the people who poo-poo capitalism as some kind of an evil scheme is they would replace it with something else that would be run by government, and then it depends on who's running it. And whether or not you can follow those rules is up to their sort of subjective idea. And then that's when things fall off, when the wheels come off. You know, when you see an opportunity, find the need and fill it, that's Uber. That is great. That's what entrepreneurs do. And I really get concerned for our country when we start letting people say capitalism is bad.
Well, okay, so I guess my only concern with what you have to say here is I largely agree with you. The term capitalism was a term that was created by socialists as a pejorative for...
Wasn't it Karl Marx?
Yeah, well, Karl Marx was among the first.
Okay.
As a pejorative for the system that was existing at the time. The system that was existing at the time was by no means a free market, certainly freer than in some... in the U.S., it was freer than it is today. But, you know, the term capitalism draws up a lot of negative attitudes for people, whereas the free market, you can sort of, you know, by etymologically point to this is about freedom. Capitalism doesn't necessarily mean that in what you say. So I would encourage you to switch over your terminology from, I can hear what you're saying. You're saying the capitalism and free market, these are synonyms to you, whereas I don't think that they are to many people.
Well, my only caveat to that would be that the one thing that human beings can be trusted to do, and probably the only thing that they can be trusted to do, is to pursue their own best interests.
Yeah,
and of
that's
all
true.
The ideologies that have come out over the centuries and eons, capitalism or free market principles are sort of the law of the jungle. You don't get to repeal them. And even if you're dealing with a Marxist or a communist or a socialist, eventually, on a fundamental level, you're dealing with a capitalist because they're going to use those rules to pursue their own best interest. And if you give them power over you, then they're going to pursue their best interest, and it will be definitely to the negative for you. In a free market, everyone pursues their best interest. It's all sort of monetized, and then it becomes about trade rather than control.
David, good call, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-453. We got Andrew. He is listening in Mobile to WAVH-FM. Hey, Andrew. Uh-oh, he hung up just as we picked up the phone. All right, how about we go to Tennessee, where Will Coley is on the line from Muslims for Liberty. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, I figured I'd give a little personal viewpoint into the discussion about taxes and immigration.
Sure.
My wife came over as a student originally from Africa, and she paid both in-state and out-of-state tuition fees each semester that she went to school. So she gave more than the average student.
Wow.
Now that she is a resident alien, she's had her green card for about 5 years, six years now. We both pay taxes. We both file income taxes as a married couple. She pays as much in taxes as I have to pay on my own income. And to add to that, we've spent to date about $6,000 on getting her residency after we got married, in legal fees and in fees that you pay to file the paperwork that you pay directly to the government. $1,500 every time you file, as a matter of fact, and we had to file three times, once because of a mistake the government made in the filing, so we had to start from scratch and pay everything all over again, another time because one of our sponsors fell through, and then the third time when we finally were able to get her green card. So we're out about $6,000, and we probably have about $2,000 more to spend before we get her full citizenship.
Yeah,
Which will include a drive from my home in Tennessee to Texas
Wow.
for an interview. that we'll have to go there and be in Texas at like 8 o'clock one morning to go and do a 30-minute interview and then come back to Tennessee.
It's ridiculous.
God.
Yeah. So
at some point or another, you just got to wonder to yourself, why is it so difficult for somebody to come here and make a better life for themselves? I mean, people that are going to pay taxes, I mean, which is what everybody seems to want them to do, and live a good life, but they make it so difficult.
Well, I mean, it's extremely expensive. I'm an American citizen. I literally had to pay my government thousands of dollars for permission to marry my wife.
Yeah.
And for it to be seen as legal and then not to force her to leave the country and take her away from myself and my children. And anybody who sits and talks about
how... You mean your anchor babies?
Right, yeah. Anybody who sits and talks about how people should follow the law and follow the system have no idea what the law and the system itself entails.
I believe that.
They like to think that they do, and they like to think that they know, but they don't know. A lot of what we know is mythology, and it was changed in the mid-80s, and people still think that those old laws that were in the mid-80s are what's in effect today. Getting married to an American citizen does not get you a green card anymore. It requires a lot of effort, a lot of legal fees, and a lot of money to get married to an American citizen. It's not easy like it used to be. They changed all of that and have done everything they can to make it as difficult as possible for someone who's not extremely wealthy in the U.S.
Yep.
to
yep.
marry someone from overseas, even if they have a college degree, even if they're massively qualified. It's like they want you to have to beg the government for a natural right to choose your own spouse.
Yeah. So much for sending the unwashed masses over here yearning to breathe free. If you can't afford it, you're screwed. And even if you can't afford it, you might be screwed.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that essentially, if you're an American that falls in love for whatever reason with somebody who wasn't born in this particular piece of dirt, that it's going to cost you thousands of dollars to...
years.
Yeah, and years to have your loved one stay here in the United States with you.
When my second child was 3 months old, my wife was still breastfeeding, I got a letter from the United States government that basically said, your money or your wife. And that's why I'm an anarchist today. Honest to God, that was the point where my mind, my viewpoint on government completely changed, was when the sent me a letter. They didn't even tell me how much of my money that they wanted. They just told me I had two choices. Give them more money or they would deport my wife. They would kidnap my wife with guns, take her away from my children, and send her to Africa and bar her from the country for 10 years if I didn't pay an extortion fee. And that was the point where I became an anarchist.
Is that does your wife work? Is she a stay-at-home mom?
Well, she was working until she had a recent baby. She worked for a company that does all the shipping and receiving for Denso. It's a big, huge factory that's basically a
cornerstone.
I just want to know whether, because I mean, at this point, they can't even claim she's taking a job. I mean, she's just staying at home.
She's a stay-at-home mom at the moment.
Will Colley from Muslims for Liberty, Muslims4Liberty.org. Thanks, Will, for the call tonight.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back tomorrow for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Meantime, you can find us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.